Okay, so I'm here on Micro Business Matters Day with Michelle Dorrell. And Michelle runs her own nail salon.
That's
but
right.
She's better known as the lady who asked the question on Question Time and gave the minister such a hard time.
Yeah, so I upset Anne Barad, I think, a little bit. It wasn't intentional at all.
So we've been spending all day here at Micro Biz Matters Day.
That's right.
At Portobello House. You've been talking a lot, I think, today about your business and how you set up your business and how it's going now. And it was great to hear that you're actually now making a profit.
Yeah, so hopefully by the end of this financial year, I will definitely be putting in a plus figure rather than a minus figure on self-assessment.
Excellent. So really what I wanted to do today was really just talk generally about your experience of setting up your business and maybe think of any tips that you could give people who are really starting out on their initial journey. At Essential Business, we try and help people to make those first steps to identify whether self-employment and running their own business is right for them.
Yeah.
So it would really be interesting to find out from yourself about how you found the whole experience and whether you think it's a good thing that you've done, and you know, just talk to us about
how it began. My situation was that I was unemployed, my first time in unemployment in my adult life. And it was trying to find a new step, a new ladder I could take, because at the time, I mean, we're talking back in 2011, in the height of the recession. So it was very difficult to find a job at that point. Mm. So I found an opportunity to go for an apprenticeship program to retrain in a new career, which I took. I took that little leap. And then I found within a few months that I was good at the new profession, obviously, doing nails. And so from there, with the practice sets that I was doing on my models, which were my friends and family, other people were seeing what I'd produced and then coming to me as well going, will you do our nails? So the whole idea of actually setting up my own business stemmed from there, because originally the whole point was hopefully once I'd trained in the new career was to go and work for someone. But when it came about that my work, myself, was so good and I had such a vast following of clientele, let's try and give it a go myself.
Excellent, that's great. So what was the first thing that you did in order to take that step and set up on your own?
Well, first steps was, it took me a few months of saving as much money as I could to buy the products I needed, to buy the essential items, just to have everything I needed for the beginning of the business. Obviously, going into the job centre was an empowering moment when I'm standing there saying, I'm here to sign off of benefits. Thankfully, it was only 18 months I was on them, but it was nice, like I say, very empowering to finally come away from that. And from there, it was just word of mouth for me. I was very lucky what I did. So many people saw it because I specialise in nail art. So when my clients went away, others would straight away go straight to their nails because they'd stand out from the general run-of-the-mill sets of nails. And how my business has just spread from there has always been word of mouth and recommendations.
Well, that's great. That's the best marketing there is, isn't it?
Oh,
you've
absolutely.
You've got free advertising with people wandering around with your products on their fingernails. That's great.
So, I mean, there are occasions when I might have a couple of weeks where it's quite quiet. So I found one of my little things that I do is I might do a special offer day where I'll do the nails maybe for half the price than usual because I'd rather have some cash flow coming in than no cash flow at all.
Yeah.
So that also helps in two ways, because I've got some money coming in plus also more advertising, i.e. the person with the nails I've just done, I'll walk in then around out there with the nails fresh for everyone else to see.
So in terms of that experience, I know that the business has been going for what, 2.5 years?
2.5 years now, that's right.
What do you think have been the highlights of those 2.5 years?
The highlights, well, my biggest highlight was in December 2015, I actually was able to make enough profit for me to finally pay myself. It was my first wage packet I've ever been able to take, and it was an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
I've finally broken through that deficit, and there's now enough money in that kitty, not only to cover the everyday running costs of the business, but there's now something extra so I can pay myself. That was lovely.
So how have you been surviving for the last 2.5 years if you haven't been taking money out of the business?
By quite literally, I survive on, I receive some tax credits, I receive child maintenance from my ex-husband and child benefit. that's how I've learnt to live on literally just that. And so I've just kept it going. Thankfully, she has designer nails. Most of the time, she's been able to cover bits, but then there's been other things that have come in, and where you have maybe a couple of months where you don't get much customer in, that's when I have to dip into my own personal finances to then pay the Shell's designer nails bills. But obviously she's only unfortunately I call my own salon a separate entity. The salon, it is only 2.5 years old, so it's still growing and it's still becoming a fully fledged business. And it's taken me a long time also to bring in new services, because I've had to wait until I've had a stockpile of money available then to go and buy a new product to then go and expand into new areas. Such as, it's only in the last 6 months I've brought in C&D shellac products.
Right.
I've just brought those into the salon now. And that's been a really big hit. I think that has also been my turning point, because it's a new market. Whereas before I just focused on acrylic extensions. Now I have acrylic extensions and the shellac products. So I've now got two sides to the business.
Sounds great.
Yes, it's going wonderful.
So where have you found all of your support as you've been running the business?
My support has been basically friends and family. Unfortunately, when I went into the job centre and said, right, I'm planning on becoming self-employed, signing off of benefits, there was nowhere that they put me forward to. There was no other department that they could send me to for help and advice. Little things I found from the internet, but the internet can sometimes be confusing because there's so many different opinions and so many different options. But I pretty much, I think, winged my way through it. But I'm getting there.
So I saw that you were talking to Elaine Clark, who is from Cheap Accounting.
That's right, yes.
What advice was she giving you?
Advice that she's given me is that I need to look at actually using a proper forecast accounting model or something along those lines. Sorry, I'm not very good with the maths and all of that side. Yeah. I've done it the old-fashioned way with a log book to keep a record of all the purchases and another book with all of the record of who's the sales. I'm a pen and paper person. I'm not all au fait with the whole technological side. But hopefully she's going to be sending me a link to one of their models of which they've produced to start using for accountancy purposes.
So what do you think, obviously very proud and very happy that you're starting to pull in a profit with the business.
Yes.
What do you think the next step is going to be?
Next step for me is just continuing to grow the business, expand into new areas. There's many different types of nails that can be done. It's when you say false nails, there's different formulas. There you have acrylic, you've got gel, you've got fiberglass nails. So it's just making sure I have every market of every brand really available, because everyone's different. One person might only want shellac, another person might only want gel nails. So it's just making sure that you've got the ability to offer everything.
And what would you say to anybody who was thinking of going out on their own?
Bit of advice to anyone thinking of starting their own business is have a look around your area. Have a look, see who else is in the same sort of business as you, what they do. See if there's a little niche that you can find in that market that's not really explored. And then if you can get into that, that's probably your biggest bonus to get you in there, because if it's something that no one else covers, you're the person for it. And that's with me. I found nail art was my success story, because not many people did the art projects, whereas that's my favourite bit.
And any regrets?
None at all.
None at all?
None at all. Other than maybe crying and looking like a guppy fish woman on question time at the end.
Well, that's another source of free marketing for you.
Oh yeah, certainly. I don't think I looked very good that day.
Well, Michelle, thank you very much for talking to me, and best of luck with your business going forward.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.